Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are here with The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 11. Do not go anywhere because we have a fashion faux pas, but it should definitely be called the Psycho Fashion Show. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
How are we tonight? We all started shaking. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Amanda Terry. I am your host, and I am here with my co-host, Shaunfi, who's a red carpet host.
What's up, everyone?
We have Carla. She's from OC, so she's been a number one fan since day one.
Hello.
And then we have Regina, who's also a red carpet host and a fitness professional.
Hey.
Yes.
Strong women.
So, yes. So let's just jump right into it. What do we feel about overall thoughts this week?
This week, it was kind of all over the place.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was really deep and then really crazy. So I'm just like...
And then not meaningful at all. And then like back to super deep. It was like everywhere.
Just kind of lightweight. It had like one big scenario. The fashion show.
Which we'll get into.
Focus, right. But otherwise,
Yeah, I think two scenes with Ryan is two scenes too many for me personally. So, the fashion show was great, but the rest of it was just kind of blah.
Yeah. Mm. I really actually really liked this episode tonight. I thought it was I'm not really a big fan of Ryan, but from what I did see tonight, I actually started to kind of get a little bit more lenient with him, I guess we can say.
I don't feel bad for him.
No?
No, not at all.
Why?
I just think we're all a product of our environment, and, you know, everyone's parents mess up. No one's parents are perfect, but you make your own choices once you're an adult. If you want to get better, you get better. You make better choices.
It's true.
And here's the thing is that, like, maybe he had a shitty childhood and not a father figure present. I don't really know the full story, but... Even though Simon was a dick and he was, like, the stepfather, he was still
there,
and he put, like, rules into, you know, enforce them.
And financially.
Yeah, like, to me, he was a good stepfather. Like,
I agree.
It sucked that he made rules and you couldn't get away with your shit, but if you're 21 and you're, like, needing to live at home, which was his situation, I think, and relying on him for money, then you need to go by his rules. I agree with him.
What is he, like, 26 now, Ryan?
Older, because when he was 21, that was he's got to be like 30 something.
Oh gosh,
yeah, he's got to be like in his early 30s. Yeah.
Well,
that was a while ago.
My point is, after you get a certain age,
you can't
keep
blaming.
As an adult, and you know better, and you learn things, move on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why keep beating a dead horse? Okay, trying to make his mom feel bad, and I'm sure she's doing everything she can now to help him and make life easier for him. So, I don't know. I just get tired of people when they keep this pity party up about, oh, my childhood was so devastating.
I agree.
I understand.
Could have been.
I get it, but, like, I was, like, reading his body language, and I was, like, watching him, and he did not look good at all. Like, I'm actually kind of worried. Like, you can, like, see it in his face, and I think it's a good idea that he's going to therapy, and I think that that's a big step to even, you know, share all this on television, and especially how, what's the word? Like, he's a very, like, man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's surprising. It's surprising to see him, like...
Yeah.
Like, okay. I have to give it to him for showing that. You know what I mean? Instead of him just being a jerk,
vulnerable.
Like, always, he was being vulnerable, and he was actually saying, like, I'm not in a good place. Like,
Clearly, like, they're really going around the whole childhood thing, but clearly it's more than that. It seems to be, like, a depression issue, which they didn't really go deep on, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
That's what I was getting to. I think it's depression. I think that he has some sort of depression because when you live in the past so much and you literally just, like, dwell on it and your life's crap, like, that, there's something else going on.
But what's his career? What is he
what
do
does
for
he do? Yeah, for what? No, wasn't he trying real estate? Didn't Tamara try to get him to real estate at first? And then I don't...
I don't remember. And then he got married and daughter.
And then he got a bunch of tattoos. Well, he's kind of just been like very, he's a very sporadic, impulsive person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they divorced. So yeah. We haven't seen the daughter or the wife this whole season.
And then now he's getting his tattoos.
So his life isn't really settled. He's not centered.
He's never been centered.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot to pull on as far
as
a kid.
What do you think with the live chat?
Yeah, but even if you have a kid can't fulfill the need inside of you to love yourself or feel whole for yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's that same analogy where they say that you have to really, you can't really love another person until you really love yourself.
Right.
So to me, it's like that. Nobody else can really make you happy until you make yourself
happy.
It's
true.
Yeah, in the live chat, we have Erica G. She says, Ryan looks like he's going through something. Red Sox Sarah, Ryan is just plain awful. And then I asked everyone, what do we think of Ryan? And then Ryan, our producer, says, my name is Ryan. You're amazing, Ryan. We love you.
We love you, Ryan. Yes, yes.
Aww. He's our number one Ryan, that's for sure.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Before we go any further, Shanti, can we share some information with our viewers?
Of course we can. You guys, we just want to stop for a minute and say thank you for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We really appreciate you. And also, be sure to talk to us in the live chat.
Please.
And say what's up. Give us your opinion. We want this to be a communal chat. We just want to say thank you for supporting AfterBuzz. We couldn't be here without you. So please like, subscribe, rate, comment, do everything to make our podcast keep going. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Shanti.
Well said.
Okay, so let's just jump into pretty much what the whole show was exciting about, which was the fashion show. So
this was crazy.
I honestly don't even know where to start. Okay, so they got there. It was on a yacht. Gina showed up late with her new hair that none of us like, right? Do we like her hair? Do
it's
we like
not awful. Hair? I've seen worse.
Yeah, yeah. It's not terrible, but it just kind of looks like the whole season.
It's so weird.
But
was it just blonde or what?
It was pink.
Pink.
She had, pink at the bottom.
Overtones.
Yeah, so she showed up late. She thought she was going to miss the boat.
Okay, but sometimes our AfterBuzz TV shows pink, and I don't know if that's actually
what I know.
It actually is
okay.
her.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, continue.
No, it's okay. I thought Tamara looked absolutely amazing. Her ponytail.
Oh, my God.
She
was
Dude, she looked amazing. I, like, want to recreate that entire look.
I know.
No joke.
I need extensions.
Shout out, Tamara. I know. So she looked amazing. Oh, and then Eddie made the comment that he wanted
right
to see. He wanted to see them. You were right, Shanti. You called it.
I was not expecting that.
But you know what?
But
I wonder if he would have acted different if it wasn't like maybe they talked about it before. Maybe Tamara and Eddie talked
sure
about
she
it.
Told him.
I'm sure.
But he was like, "Can I watch?"
More
he was
all into it with the news later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stay tuned, you guys. Yeah. We have some juicy news, Regina. Okay. So. And then...
So what is this OC Fashion Week? Like, that just...
Okay, it's like LA Fashion Week, but it's OC Fashion Week. So it's all the designers out in Orange. It's just another reason to party. Let's just be honest.
On the boat.
But
yeah,
let's
just be honest.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, it's legit.
Okay.
It's legit. Yeah, there was, like, I saw Priscilla Ono, one of the makeup artists. Uh-huh. She's, like, the head makeup artist for Fenty Beauty. She has her own makeup academy. I saw her. Like, they have... Yeah.
Okay.
Legit
so,
okay.
Rowan, who is
Bronwyn's daughter,
is a budding designer.
Right.
And so she has, like, what, a sportswear line?
It's called Dark Rabbit.
Right.
I think it's a ballet line.
Ballet.
Right? Yeah, ballet.
Oh, ballet. Okay, because the leotards.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you knew that was, like, a budding situation.
I thought that was amazing. I'm like, wow. Like, must be nice to have a fashion. Like, you know what
exposure.
I mean? Like, good for her, though, to have drive at 16 years old. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow. Okay.
And I wouldn't say that her fashion was really... what is it I'm trying to
say? Didn't make
it
a statement?
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, let me order this
right
now. I didn't think
it was different.
That.
With the red line, like I did.
I did like the little two-piece.
What do you think, Shanti?
It wasn't cutting edge. That's what they were saying in fashion, yeah.
But okay. How cutting edge can you be when it's like a leotard? You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh.
Pretty, like in ballet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got some designers that can take a potato sack and be cutting edge.
Yeah.
That started like young, like Damon John or Shark Tank. You know.
Well, she's 16, She's going to go far if she stays
That's true.
You know what I mean? So she's at that right now that we're speaking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it.
Okay. And then What happened was Bronwyn's mom, Dr. Deb, wanted to get up to use the restroom, and supposedly the staff wasn't aware of who she was, so she tried to, like, walk by, and the lady, some guy grabbed her, and she made, like, a huge fuss about it. They started, like, going tit for tat. What did you guys think about that? I think the Dr. Deb completely blew it up.
Blew it
out of proportion, 100%.
The security was trying to drag her out of there, and then he, like, she basically made the situation, like, 100 times
it
more
was
dramatic.
Nothing that...
The details were, like, exaggerated for sure.
Like, yeah. I understand if somebody... I would be like, okay, please don't touch me, but she... Yeah. I mean, but again, if drinks are involved and she's been drinking, like... Mm-hmm.
These are the situations that I love that camera catches them on TV, because we can rewatch it back and we can, like... clearly see the truth of what happened, and it really didn't look like it was that big of a deal. Like, maybe he was, like, grabbed her a little bit hard, or maybe he, like, spoke with a little bit of force, but he's a security guard. You're supposed to watch out for people going up. And, like, that's his job.
And these are kids.
So she freaked out for no reason.
And then Bronwyn went and ran to the lady and was talking about things she knew nothing about. She knew, like, the most minimal thing. That
you
could
tell
her.
When Dr. Deb was telling Bronwyn, she added a few little things in.
Yeah.
She was like, he grabbed me and yelled. Like, what did she say? What did she add in that was completely... No, she added something then that me and you looked at each other, we're like,
yeah, it was
what?
Something about the guy, but I remember exactly what
it
was.
Yeah, she added something and I'd have to rewatch it.
Oh, like he's trying to kick me out or something like that.
It was something like
it
that.
It was like, I never heard that. What are you talking about? It was definitely dramatic. Charlotte Tara Chaz on the live chat says, I can't believe the producers gave that woman her 15 minutes of fame and attacked the ladies, though I was waiting for Kelly to swing first. So they're talking about the person
Kelly
on the mic.
Part two. So then... Bronwyn freaked out, was all pissed off, and it was like some huge blow up thing. And then the lady was like, you know, speaking forcefully to her and was like, you don't know any, you know, you're going to speak about something that you know nothing about. And then she's like, you went after my, but like literally just blew it up 100%. Right. And then the lady with the microphone went wacko.
Like, whack-a-doodle.
Wacko.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, great TV.
Yeah, like, I loved it.
It was like, entertaining, but so uncomfortable.
It was funny. I didn't know what I was watching. I was like in shock. I was like,
she was like, you want to talk loud? It's like, how do we even know how you explain this if you didn't see the episode? Like, how do you explain how crazy this was? This lady was psycho.
Red Sox Sarah says, oh my god, that woman was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And Give Me Shelter says, I personally live for the announcer. I want more of her and less of Gina and Vicky.
Actually, yeah, I would like to see her more than Dr. Deb.
She would really bring the drama.
Honestly.
I just, like, why did, first of all, Bronwyn shouldn't have gone up to her at that moment.
Like,
wait till the end of the fashion show, collect your thoughts or what happened, and then go up to her and like, be mature about it. Don't say, you owe my mom an apology when you don't even know what happened. Like, that just, to me, I just saw this whole other side of Bronwyn tonight that I really didn't like, and it was
basically
entitled. And also immaturity. Like, everything about her was just
It's like she wanted to freak out. Like, she wanted to be like, I'm hard. Like, she was, like, trying to show off. That's how I felt. And to add on to that, like, Bronwyn's like, it's about Adeline and Rowan. Because Adeline, Shannon's daughter, we didn't get to that. Shannon's daughter, Adeline, walked in the show because I guess her and Rowan are, like, friends or whatever. So, Adeline, I just lost my train of thought. Bronwyn kept saying, like, oh, it's about Adeline and Rowan, but yet
you're still
Bronwyn was blowing it all up and, like, ruined the entire, like, that is so embarrassing.
And then when she got in the car and got reheated.
Oh, yeah. My family were like.
At that point, I was just like, you're crazy. The husband was doing a great job of, like, de-escalating the situation and, like, turning it back to the daughter and making it about her and her special night. And then she was just going off about it. It was just, then I was, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, what is Bronwyn's problem here?
She definitely wanted to
Red Sox Sarah says Dr. Deb has gone downhill since the first episode. Disappointing. I agree. I feel like she's like kind of cuckoo for
sure. She's trying to get fame. 100%. Yeah, I think I'm going to unfollow her.
You follow her?
I follow Dr. Deb, and I think I'm going to unfollow her after tonight.
Does she have a lot of followers?
I don't remember. I think it's like 13,000 or something like that.
Wow.
So what do you guys think about Kelly getting in the middle of it?
I was just going to say, I like that. And then the microphone, the lady, like, bonked her, and I'm like, okay, so you're going to get mad about a lady touching you with a microphone, but you, like, hit Shannon on the head.
What a buck is... With or
the
pot.
With the mallet.
Yeah. And it's like, you're getting mad for the same, like,
you.
It's really hypocritical.
I think Kelly went overboard with it.
Yeah.
She went too far. It wasn't her place.
Like, she was,
like,
freaking out.
Yeah. If anything, if you're going to help, be the peacemaker and calm your friend down.
Right.
I agree.
Let's pull the lady to the side later. It's about the kids right now. I mean, it just got blown out of proportion.
It did. She was escalating it. Like, Kelly was escalating the situation, getting the lady more mad.
And she was loving it, too. She was, like, sipping her champagne, like, laughing, like, watching, like...
But the lady got revenge on him later when she came
out
with
the anti-bullying.
That was hilarious. And then the one lady's like, okay, let's get to the clothes now. Like, it was a freaking train wreck. Okay.
That was insane.
Let's move on to Gina's ex showing up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she just so happened to leave her door unlocked. I don't have time for you, Gina. I can't.
That's a booty call.
Ooh,
okay. I mean, left the door open.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but she didn't know that he was showing up.
That's what she said.
I don't believe it either.
Mm-hmm. And that was on his mind for sure. One o'clock in the morning.
I think that she just didn't want to say it, like, or whatever. And now, like, look at now their relationship is, like, moving.
I think she's acting like she doesn't want it. Like, there's no way that I would give it another chance. But, like...
She is.
Yeah.
Well, she admitted it.
No, toward the end, she did admit it. But it's like, I could tell the whole time. Like, you're faking it.
Well, of course. Because, like, I feel like she didn't want this marriage to end. It just had to, because he pretty much ended it for the both of them, you know? Like, I think that she was still in love with him and everything. But also, I think that he clearly has a girlfriend on the side, and he's just stringing her along, which is... hard to watch, you know what I mean?
I just think we watch everything unfold for weeks. We've seen her cry. We've invested our emotions into their drama just for her to be like,
Gina didn't cry.
This is the first episode she didn't cry.
I hate that she went back. It's like when your girlfriend calls you a million times about the same guy, and then they're hanging out on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. You're like, why am I listening to you?
It's so true.
I want my time back.
It's so true, but like, you know, I feel like all girls, we all do that.
Well,
I want to know, like, the time frame of when, like, the domestic case happened and then this filming.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
You know, because it's like he, like, dragged her by her. He went to jail for beating her up.
Yeah.
You know?
My God.
Which is, like, a whole other thing in the story that we haven't talked about. That they haven't talked about at all in this season. I'm sure we'll hear about in the reunion, but it's interesting to think about that fact when you hear about their relationship.
But she's supposed to be dating another guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Green. All over Instagram.
What is it called?
Pictures with him.
Crap, I thought I wrote it down.
Well, it was Dr. Hottie.
Is it the same person?
Why she said that she didn't lock the door, because she was distracted on the phone with Mr. Hottie.
It's like, lock your doors at night.
That's dangerous.
Like,
what's wrong with you?
And you're a single woman in a house. Like, why would you not lock the door? Yeah, with the kids,
for
sure.
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of kids, I thought it was really awesome to see Shane with the kids. I loved it. I was like, we never see this. And, like, I was like, wow. Like, I know. But it could have been longer in the end.
No.
But, yeah, like, it was nice to see him with the kids, like, cooking dinner. Like, that was really cool.
No,
yeah.
I dislike him a little less now.
When
Emily was talking about him with Bronwyn and saying how he's a really good dad, like, okay, if you're a shitty husband, at least you're a great dad, you know?
Everybody has a good side.
I know, I love how she was like, he's kind of a good husband, but he's a good dad.
She said he's a good husband sometimes.
He's got to earn his keep somehow. I mean, he didn't pass the exam.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
So, house husband, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Someone called me, like, a good wife sometimes.
Cool. Okay.
Hey, somebody's got to bring in the paycheck, right?
Okay, and then what else? I wanted to talk about Bronwyn's outfit at the fashion show. Yeah. No, but did you guys like Bronwyn's outfit?
Oh, it was beautiful.
The sophisticated Big Bird thing or whatever? Like, I liked her hair. I liked the white and the rhinestones, and her makeup looked really nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're on, like, Dancing with the Stars, then I would have loved it. But
it was kind of like an ice skating rink
outfit. That was not
outfit.
Fashion.
No.
At all.
It's good for OC. I feel like I really liked the color.
I think she looked pretty. I think she looked really pretty.
I don't know, I guess.
You're
high fashion.
I liked it. She looked like a feathery ballerina.
But you know what I'm saying about? Like, OC's fashion's a little bit different.
Oh, a little bit? It's a lot.
It's very...
It's not... I don't want to say bougie. It's not bougie.
It's not bougie.
It's not gaudy. It's like...
It's like beach trashy.
Different.
No, trash is not the right word. How do I explain... It's tacky.
Tacky!
You're right.
Tacky.
That's right.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Like,
tacky.
Thank you.
I didn't, like, hate that dress, but, like, I would never wear that to an event. You know what I mean?
No, unless it's, like,
what? A costume.
Yeah. If it's, like, a theme party, I'd wear that.
Yeah.
Like, the Great Gatsby would have been.
Yeah, great. Oh, perfect. Yeah,
okay. Here,
I thought she looked pretty.
I thought she looked
pretty. Her makeup. No, honestly, amazing. I think Kelly has the best style out of all the ladies.
Kelly always looks great. Mm-hmm. Kelly always just looks like a boss.
That's why she made that shady comment. Like, did you guys catch that?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Okay, I wrote it down. Kelly, okay, right here, the couture expensive shoot.
She made a comment.
What did she say?
You looked ugly. Don't get your hair colored.
Yes.
Oh,
when you
get a
divorce, because you're gonna change it and it's just gonna make you look ugly.
Yes. Exactly. I could have swore I wrote it.
She's
down.
Like, your self esteem is low right now, so you're gonna do anything to feel better and you're still look worse. Oh my God, Kelly. That's great advice.
But she contradicted herself. She was like, you don't dye your hair when you're going through a divorce, but you feel down. It's like, that's why she feels down. So she wanted to make herself feel better. Yeah. So you're putting somebody down for trying to make themselves feel better when they're down.
That was
a low blow. I was like, you're a jerk. Like, that was a...
Yeah.
I thought that was a mean comment. Like,
really?
I like Kelly.
It was hilarious.
It was, but
no.
It was all what we're thinking.
Okay. Yes. I like Kelly. What she says is accurate. Sometimes it's funny, and then other times it's just like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But what do you think about her with buying Dr. Brian an electric bike?
Okay, yeah.
That cost her $4,600?
First they said it was $12,000, and then she was like, oh, okay, I don't want it. And then he was like, just kidding, $4,400. She's like, I'll take it. I'm like, that's $6,000 off. That's still $4,000. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's 3 Louis bags.
You could put a down payment on a car. Yeah. Like, get the kid a damn car. It'll buy him an electric bike.
She also made the comment right away when the guy said it was $12,000. She was like, not for him.
You know? Right?
So,
but $4,000 is good enough? Like,
yeah,
dang.
Right.
Okay.
So, I don't know. She's a gift giver. Mm-hmm. That's why Gina said she wanted to be Shannon's friend, right, when she had the black car at that time. But...
the live chat is hilarious.
Okay, let's
they're
talk
going
about
in.
It.
So Shady Booty is saying the fashion's very Miami. OC fashion ain't it. It's like the OC is stuck in 2007 through 2009 when it comes to fashion.
Yes.
And then so give me shelter, said Kelly is a mess, but where did she tell a lie? Nowhere.
That's
and
the
then,
truth. Yeah.
What else? And then Charlotte Tara Cha says, the fashion left the boat and drowned before the show started.
Oh, wow.
You guys are so shady.
Good.
Yeah, Tara is like the only one here, but the live chat is going off.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for your comments. That was amazing. can we get into news, please, Regina?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, here's the latest 411 on the Housewives of the OC. So there's a lot of damage control going on this week because all the buzz, of course, this week centers around the makeout session last week between Tamra and Bronwyn. And according to Tamra, in quotes, we had a good vibe. Would you rather have kissing or fighting? And then she went on to say, just trying to make everybody happy. Didn't even remember if she was a good kisser or not. But she said I was a good kisser. So that's all I care about.
Wow.
Tamra went on to say that she loves Bronwyn's humble personality. And she believes she's a great fit for the show and with the rest of the ladies. And she says Bronwyn just slid into the group like she had been there for years. She's super nice, down to earth, and has a wonderful family. And she ends it with, what more can you ask for? But Tamra does, however, have some regrets about the episode. And she aired that on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen this week, writing on Instagram that the episode was really hard for me to watch. Drunk and stupid never wins. You hear that, ladies? Drunk and stupid never wins.
Well, yeah, she knows.
Now, also, she said that when Andy Cohen asked her, is there another housewife that you think is super hot that you like to make out? No, wait.
She didn't say
that. You like to make out with in the Housewives franchise. Who do you think she...
In the Housewives franchise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say... Okay, let's see.
Lisa Rinna.
No, but don't say the answer until we all.
I'm not. I'm going to give everybody a chance.
Brandy Glanville.
Next.
Leanne, who was her sitting with her at the show?
Next.
Lisa Rinna.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It is Beverly Hills Housewives.
Oh, Erica Jane. Denise.
Denise.
Oh, Denise Richards. What was right with the Beverly Hills?
Tamra got the okay and thumbs up from her husband, Eddie. He approved of it. But.
What about Denise?
She's
hot.
But Tamra is also trying to clarify a comment that she made last week's episode when they were in the bar and she was making out with Bronwyn. And she commented that she was making love to her husband, Eddie, while fantasizing about Bronwyn.
What?
Well, yeah. Since then, she's had to walk back those comments and say just all in a good night of fun, laughs, and drinking.
But you made the comment.
Right.
After.
And in closing, speaking of Bronwyn, she confessed that she is indeed attracted to women more so than men.
Oh my God.
And that she would never date or marry a woman because women are too high maintenance for her and require a lot of work and attention. But when it comes to having a threesome with one, she and her husband are all in for it.
Oh, my God. And, I can't believe, like, Eddie's, like, straight up, like, yeah.
So who wants to take some wagers about who might be the next woman in their anniversary threesome?
I think they're going to stick with Bronwyn.
No,
for a little while.
We're talking about Bronwyn and her husband.
I think Tamra's.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Who do you think they're recruiting?
Tamra. Until it happens.
100%.
Okay.
Or some unknowns that we don't know about.
Maybe it'll be Denise Richards. Who knows? with the three of them.
I wonder how that works. Like, if you're more attracted to women, but then you marry a man. I don't know. I mean, people are bisexual, obviously, but it's like you chose to marry a man. You're still more attracted to women. So then how does that work?
How do you live?
Yeah, I'm confused.
She did make the comment.
Well, she's living happily because she's having an open relationship with her husband.
She said when she met her husband, she knew that he was the only man for her and that she would not be interested in any other men, period. He's the man for her. But as far as being attracted, women are for her. She likes women.
She's not attracted to any other men.
So, well, we'll try to figure that one out for next week, and that's the news.
Shady Booty said Bronwyn is a walking contradiction, just like Dr. Deb.
I just wonder how her husband feels.
And then someone else says Bronwyn has mommy issues, just stating the obvious.
And her husband's a little feminine, so she gets that side of him.
Yeah,
he doesn't
seem
like a very assertive.
He's not like a manly man.
He's like, he gives me feminine vibes again.
Let's talk about Bronwyn for a minute. She made a revelation, her and Emily, when they were riding on the horses.
About the dad.
About both of them being abandoned by their dads and their dads not really being in their lives and that kind of thing. So maybe that is a connection with Bronwyn as far as...
Oh, like not being
attracted to men, not being.
But
you know,
I feel like that would make you want more male attention by like not having it.
Yeah, I think everyone's different.
Daddy issues
affect you in different ways.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just
No. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Wow,
most people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but they both, Emily and her, both said that they definitely felt like they were abandoned when they were younger.
I did want to touch on that with you guys. How do you guys feel about that? About like how what they were talking about and like how they really got along or was relatable because they both were kind of in the same situation, like not having a father.
Yeah, that was like the first time that we've heard that Emily say that.
Yeah,
right? Like I want Emily to
open up more.
Me either.
Yeah, I didn't remember her ever saying that she had daddy issues and that was why she, you know, wanted to depend on herself and have her career and blah, 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 not depend on a man.
Right.
And you can tell, like, from her relationship, from an outsider perspective, she's, like, kind of
the
man of the relationship a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's,
Where's the
to a degree, detached in that relationship.
Yeah.
you don't see the traditional woman who depends on the man. You know what I'm saying? The roles are reversed in a way.
I feel like that's happening a lot now these days, though.
For sure.
Like, yeah. Women are taking care of the guys, like, paying them, but, like, it's very common now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you guys, a little off topic to what we're talking about. What did you guys think of Ryan's patriotism?
Oh, yeah, when he said, like, you know, America never goes out of style.
The shirt, like, it's a little much, no?
I think that he's going through stuff, and it's...
Well, he's obsessed with Trump.
It's crazy.
Well...
And then it really bothered me that Tamara was like, I can't judge my son. You absolutely could. What are you talking about? You need to... I feel, she never sticks up to Ryan.
Yeah.
It's
It's I told you like weeks ago, like when we first started the show, I was like, their relationship is so weird. It's like she tends to him. Like he it's so weird.
But she's a mom.
It's almost guilty. Like a relationship.
She feels guilty about being like a single mom and that now that he's like depressed about his childhood and that he had to like have Simon, the bad father, whatever you want to call it. And so she's like feeling like she needs to act a certain way and like fawn
over
him now.
She's overcompensating for it now.
Right. Yeah.
And well, he makes sure that he doesn't let her forget it.
Seriously.
He likes to blame her.
He brings it up.
But yeah, he doesn't want to play the victim all the time, but it's like, okay, so you're playing the victim and then you're blaming. Like, it's like, what good is like.
And then, you know, as far as his patriotism and whoever
for being kind.
Yeah, right. He may be doing that just to push his mom's buttons.
Yeah.
That might be something.
I feel like he's super antagonistic.
He wants attention and he still wants to punish her too for not, him not growing up like his younger brother and having more of a wholesome upbringing and her being there for him.
I don't think that he's doing liking Trump and wearing American clothes to get back at his mom. From
I'm not
her childhood.
Saying totally, but he knows that if he comes around her, it's going to push her buttons, like wearing that outfit.
But clearly, it doesn't. Like it doesn't push her buttons, right? Like
she brought it up,
but she
like, why
in the
you?
Interview.
But yeah, she brought it
she
up.
She
like,
said
lightly,
that she doesn't like Trump, but
lightly,
she didn't really
yeah.
stick up
but,
to.
Because remember the more recent or like an earlier episode where the two sons got in the fight.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Over Trump.
Politically,
yeah.
About a political conversation. Uh-huh. So clearly,
he's very vocal about it all the time.
He's very vocal about his political beliefs.
I'm on the brother's side. The younger one. What's his name? Do we know?
Spencer.
Yeah, 100%. He called him a racist. I mean, we don't want to go to that length. But I mean, for what Donald Trump stands for, you know, I'm definitely on Spencer's side. But then, even back then, Tamara was like, you need to, like, make up with Ryan. And I was like, dude, he's the older one. Like, shouldn't he be coming to Spencer?
Right, exactly.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't like it.
Exactly. He's supposed to be the mature adult in this situation.
Well, Spencer got better at... parenting.
Right.
So that's why.
Right. I know.
Gina Dean says something a little, it's true. It's a little intense. I think the far right fascist groups target men like Tamara's son to recruit because of his childhood anger. They use that to groom them.
They do.
That's intense.
Hmm. No, but it's true because if you watching the current political climate, like we're not trying to get into politics, but and news, that is the demographic that seems to be drawn into that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the demographic that tends to take the negative approach in acting out or whatever. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into our special segment, which is going to be the funniest moment. I think we're all going to have the same one. Should we all just say it at the same time?
What, doctor?
The microphone lady.
I'm
sorry. That was freaking hysterical. Was that your...
That whole thing was crazy. I mean, I was... Yes.
It was a show.
That
it was for
that
sure
was the craziest moment of the of
that
episode,
made my
for
night.
Sure.
It made my life.
Yeah, it was amazing. She would just not walk away from the situation. The way she like started talking into the microphone, and then like as
like,
Kelly
yeah,
was
I'm
talking,
working. I was here. I was like, yes.
I can't. I love it though. It's amazing.
It's like, yeah.
I thought it was funny too when Shannon was trying to show her daughter how to walk.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And it's like, it's not about your hips. It's like your chin up, shoulders back, and your hips forward. Mm-hmm. Like that, and like, she was just like, it's all about the hips. Like, girl.
Like, bam.
I know. It's like, no, you don't pose like that on a runway. Why are you trying to sabotage your daughter?
I know.
She's like, what are you doing, Shannon?
And then another thing, too, is, man, when they were on that bike, they were having a hard time getting up that hill.
Yeah.
So.
A two-seater electric bike.
Yeah.
I wonder how much the two-seater one is. The single seat's $4,000. So I wonder how much the double-seater is.
Was that $12,000?
No, they were joking about it. It was $4,400 for the single one. Right. So I'm like, if it's a double-seater, how much is the double-seater?
$8,000 or $9,000. I would.
It's crazy
think.
For a bike.
It would have to be.
My car, Jesus.
That's what I'm getting that anytime soon. I'm like literally saying, I'm like the down, like what she paid for a bike was a down payment on a car, like
and a lot of other things.
Okay, is there anything else that we want to get into?
Well,
gals,
just one last comment I wanted to make that I omitted in news that Tamara was having. Trying to clarify things, you know, damage control, because her biggest concern about having a make-out session with Bronwyn
was her kids.
Her daughter, in particular, and how her daughter was going to respond to hearing about that, because, you know, her ex-husband doesn't allow the daughter to be a part of the show or watch it.
Right.
And so she was very concerned.
Well, good. I'm glad she didn't watch it.
But it's out there now, and you can't take it back.
No.
Yeah. No, you cannot.
Rowan with OCD. I wanted to talk about
how
she stopped dancing. It started when she started dancing because she wanted to, like, look perfect. So she stopped eating.
We knew there was an eating disorder.
You felt
there
had to be, yeah.
No, because earlier this season, she said that they had to send her away, and she lost a ton of weight. And so we were talking about OCD. We were saying that we didn't know too much about OCD, so we couldn't comment on it, but it sounded to me like an eating disorder.
Yeah. Right.
And clearly, that's what it turned into, you know?
Like OCD about eating, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like intertwined.
Like in addition
to the compulsive
OCD
disorder.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just scary. Bad. Like, I couldn't imagine, honestly, being a kid
in
today.
Society,
like, honestly,
I
really couldn't. Like, it was obviously tough, like, you know, it's always tough, like, being a kid in high school and, like, people are mean and bullying and all that. But these days now with, like, social media and everything, like, there's just access to everything. And it's, like, this is off subject, but I thought it was hilarious. I was, like, walking back from my mailbox today and there was, like, two little girls on the stool step. Mm-hmm. And they were eating these cupcakes. And the little girl goes, is this gluten?
Oh, gosh.
And then the other little girl's like, wait, what? And she's like, oh, because I gave so-and-so, like, a thing, like, their other friend who's, like, allergic to gluten. But I was, like, walking by, like, I didn't even know what the hell gluten was when I was 9.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's L.A.
Like, I'm just like, oh, my God. No, it's just, like, the pressure to grow up so fast is insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, these little girls want to be older, and they're not even 10. Like, it's crazy to me.
In the live chat, they said anorexia and OCD are usually linked in many patients.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, now that makes a lot of sense.
Disorder. So.
Yeah.
Compulsive.
Because you're obsessing over the way you look. Like, you're obsessing over something.
Like, your calories, how much you're eating, how much you're not eating. Like, I can see why.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad. I couldn't imagine. She's only 16.
And it happened probably, like, a year ago.
Like,
it did happen a year ago.
Sad.
So that's really young.
It is serious.
Okay, well, let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm excited because we get to, like, to the tea party and stuff, but I'm like, is
oh
this
my God.
It's crazy that it's around Halloween time that this show's airing because they look like they're all in Halloween costumes.
And Vicky will be back.
Yeah,
that's
so
I
my predictions are that where I think we're gonna see more of like Tamara and the little Bronwyn flirtatious thing happening. I feel like we're gonna see a lot more of it this season. I really do.
I'm excited to get Vicky back because I missed her this episode, and I'm interested to see Bronwyn getting into it with Gina because I don't think they've really argued yet or fought yet, so that's about to be a cat bite that I want to see.
Mine is Kelly and Brian. I think we're finally going to see more of that because I think he eventually proposes this season. So we'll see how they get into that. Yeah. And we're going to see Kelly call him Dr. Brian again. I think that's so weird. Just call him Brian. Why did it say Dr. Brian?
Kelly is an oddball.
For sure.
She's a weird one.
I think this situation with Tamra and Bronwyn is going to take a different turn. And it's not going to be as, I think it's going to take a serious turn. That could be good or bad, so we'll see.
Well,
because when you're doing that kind of thing, like she's so worried about her daughter. And being a mom, of course, you know, your children, when you put that kind of thing out with social media and that kind of thing, it can really come back to haunt you, so... We'll see what happens with that. Other than that, I think it'll be interesting to see who Vicky is going to be fighting with next week. Because she's
I feel like she's super chill this season. I feel like there's a different, she has like a different approach.
Well,
I feel it. There's something different about her.
She's engaged to a cop. So I think that has a lot to
do. She don't
want to
get arrested if she but.
Well, come on, if you're married to somebody that's in law enforcement, you know, I'm sure they have an influence on you in some way.
Calm the hell down.
I've had friends that dated guys that were like police officers, and believe me, they were like glad not to date him.
I don't know about dating cops.
We have a prediction in the live chat. Okay. They say maybe Bronwyn gets too wasted at tea time, which I would love to see. That's funny.
All dressed up in costumes, that'd be freaking hilarious.
And I want to give a shout out to one of our people in the live chat watching this, Gina Dean. She's watching all the way from the UK. So I appreciate that. Gina. We love you so much.
Hi, Gina. Pardon my name. Hi.
Awesome. Love it.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and head out, but we are so excited to be back with you guys next week. My name is Amanda Terry, and you can find me on Instagram at @makeup_Mandy with an I.
Thanks you guys for watching. My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina.
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at @Carla_C.
And you can find me, guys, at Instagram at Regina Coles and also Twitter. So we'll see you next week.
Awesome, you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.